true. And this I don't take it for granted.
This is kind of like why sometimes people will go out, go out to dinner with Carrie and me, and they'll say, you're kind of quiet. I'm like, I sit there with Clay for 3 hours every day and talk. I talk plenty. I get it all off my chest. Dave in North Carolina has got some thoughts here for us. Dave, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing today?
We're good. It's weird, Dave, but we're good.
What a day. I was thinking, you had said something earlier, either you or Clay, I get you guys mixed up. You're both great. That CNN needs to turn the ship around. Well, maybe they should hire Tucker.
Can you imagine if they hired Tucker?
Well, that's where he started his TV career. Tucker was very young for a host at the time. I think he was like 30.
He was on Crossfire.
And he was a Crossfire host with, what's his name? Not one of the original guys. I can't remember. He's
I don't even remember who that guy was either.
Democrat guy, what I'm talking about? I can't remember.
Yeah, they used to film that on GW's campus, like back in the day. Yeah. Now, Tucker was super young to have that show, and he's also been at MSNBC. I don't think that would ever happen, but it is funny to think about. We wanted to mention this, too, by the way, as we finish off the show. Bud Light has forced out two of their top marketing execs. 17% decline in Bud Light consumption since they ran that one ad. This is sending shockwaves throughout the entire marketing and advertising industry of what happens when you go out and basically alienate your base. That's unheard of. I bet Bud Light has never seen their overall beer sales drop like this. You've got lots of options, and it's going to be intriguing to see how they try to build back that audience that they insulted and basically forgot what their base was. So that is going to be intriguing to see for Bud Light. I wanted to make sure we got that information out there. We love all of you. We made it through the show without getting fired. I'm looking at my phone.
Clay,
I've got 40 seconds left.
Don't chase it, buddy.
40 seconds left. I've almost made it. Tomorrow should be interesting. We'll continue to follow these stories.
Additional news. There's other things happening in the country and around the world. We promise, economy, Ukraine war, the border. There's a lot of things going on, so we're going to get into all of that.
No doubt. It should be a wild week. But in terms of Mondays in media, I can't remember a Monday this wild in a very, very long time.
What do you think, Clay, the over-under is? Is that how you say it? Or what are the odds Joy Reid still has her gig over at MSNBC by the end of the week?
If
that's what people are saying, that might be the next host to get pushed out.
Well, nobody's watching her. It's hard for me to believe that MSNBC can't find a better option. I don't like to root for people to lose their jobs in media, but if you consistently stink at your job and somebody could do a way better job than you, I don't know what MSNBC is thinking. Keep your head on a swivel, everybody.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
President Reagan may have said it best. The top 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." Our federal government isn't helping you. Out of control spending is driving up inflation, pushing up the cost of everything from groceries to gas.
Save money where you can without having to sacrifice. You need Pure Talk, the cell phone company on a mission to save the average American family almost $1,000 a year on their wireless bill, because it isn't right being overcharged every month for a basic need.
Look at your bill. You're probably paying $80 a month per line to a company that doesn't care about you, just your money. Pure Talk will give you talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $30 a month with no contract.
Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and save 50% off your first month. Their U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. That's #250, say Clay and Buck, and start saving now. One more time, #250, say Clay and Buck.
If you own a small business, you know the value of time. GetRefunds.com does too. That's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com to get started, and in less than 8 minutes, see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance.
Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they may be able to help your business, too.
There's no upfront charge either. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based off of incomplete or outdated information.
Don't let this opportunity pass you by, because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited time. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Listen up. Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959. Go to terribles.com for more details.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. An evacuation of the American embassy in Warring, Sudan over the weekend. U.S. officials say American forces swept in and out of the capital, Khartoum, on Chinook helicopters. Secretary of State Blinken says it's hard to know exactly how many Americans are in Sudan, since they're not required to register.
We do know, of course, the number of Americans who have registered with us and with whom we're in very active touch, communication. And of those, I would say some dozens have expressed an interest in leaving.
During the American embassy evacuation, no shots were fired and no major casualties reported. Two explosions at a counterterrorism police facility in northwest Pakistan, killing at least seven and wounding 45. The Pakistani Taliban has claimed similar attacks recently. Also at townhall.com, Americans continue to have access to the abortion pill mifepristone following the Supreme Court's Friday night announcement. Correspondent Mark Sherman reports the Fifth Circuit Court will be the next venue to take up the Texas case that questions FDA approval of that drug.
It has scheduled arguments for May 17th. There's no timetable for when it might issue a decision. And then it's entirely possible that the losing side in the Fifth Circuit will go to the Supreme Court. That wouldn't happen probably until late summer at the very earliest, and it could be months after that before the justices even decide whether to hear the case.
Correspondent Mark Sherman. Two moves by cable network news stations. Tucker Carlson has left Fox News, and longtime CNN host Don Lemon is out at that cable news network. The Dow ahead 26 points, but the NASDAQ is down 39. More at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, I was just looking around for some issues that you should try to avoid as you're out there on the roadways right now. You're moving along on Interstate 515. No delays as you enter the downtown Spaghettiville area. Interstate 11, as you come from the Boulder City area, no delays there on the 95 as well. We do see some slow flows through the resort area of the 15. Those lane restrictions there are the main culprit, known as the Dropicana Construction Zone. So you'll see some slowing northbound 15 at Hacienda, southbound 15 at Spring Mountain, and restrictions on Summerlin Parkway at Anasazi.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, April 24th. It is it has been a busy, busy news day. Much of it in the media with people that you have probably watched for decades in this town. We're talking about Tucker Carlson out at Fox. Don Lemon, after 17 years out at CNN, it has been a crazy, crazy day. And a guy that's been watching all of it, Victor Jakes, our good friend, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, he joins us now. Victor, what's in the water today that everybody's drinking back in D.C. and New York?
Wow, it is something. I mean, talk about absolutely seismic shifts. Obviously Tucker is the highest rated TV host in the country. Extremely interesting, extremely thought provoking, and he's gone. And I mean, there's all sorts of angles here. You know, what happened? Was it related to the Dominion suit? Although Tucker was, probably the host, one of the hosts who was most aggressively questioning, whether Trump had the goods with his claims. Is it a new direction for Fox? Is Tucker running for president? I mean, the possibilities are almost endless.
I am just curious. I was listening to Clay and Buck, and they mentioned that as well, the running for president thing. You don't think he would ever turn to politics, though, do you?
Well, I think there's a possibility. I mean, I think he's you know, there's been talk about it, or just maybe it's people with too much time on their hands rumbling about it. But I think it's a possibility. I mean, if you ever really wanted to do it, I guess the thing, I really don't think, I don't think he wants to do it. I guess that's what I would say. If you just wanted to step back in a vacuum and say this is the best time ever for him to do it, I would agree with you. I don't think, and I don't have any special knowledge, to be obviously clear, but I don't think he's really doing that. But I have definitely, you know, I think that's going to be part of the speculation, and we'll see what happens.
Don Lemon is another thing. He got nasty with his coworkers. I mean, even his on-air chemistry was non-existent with any of those two women that are a part of that morning show over on CNN. I don't know if you even caught it, but it's not very good.
Well, I mean, I think that one makes a lot more sense. I mean, because so with 17 years, they have low ratings. And they get fired. Like, that is kind of a normal thing. And then plus there's all this drama behind the scenes about, you know, his behavior and his interaction with colleagues that, you know, makes you kind of wonder why they held on to him as long as they did. But I'm certain, you know, conservatives will not be missing Don Lemon.
He's a big, 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 big target. Let me just ask you, is there a message here for the greater networks relative to, do we need to moderate and come in from the fringes, both on the right and on the left? Is there something going on here that we're witnessing right in front of our very own eyes?
You know, I think it's too early to say what happened. I think, you know, they happened on the same day, so there's going to be this tendency to link them, but I have a feeling both situations were quite different. You know, and the thing, just from the practical standpoint, I mean, if you're doing cable news, you're trying to appeal to people who are interested in following politics. And, you know, as a just a tendency, the more people follow politics, or the reason they get involved and really get passionate about politics is they have certain core beliefs, and that tends to pull them to the left and to the right. You know, the people in the middle, you know, both want the tax cuts and the more government spending, right? And the people on the left and the right have either decided, you know, hey, we need the spending, or hey, we need the tax cuts. And so if you really want to draw eyeballs, I mean, you're always going to be pulling to one side or the other, unless you're just, you know, trying to do straight news. But, you know, obviously, you know, Fox and CNN and MSNBC aren't, you know, aiming for that demographic.
Would America follow a cable news network that played it straight down the middle?
You know, I think they would. I don't know what the, you know, I guess it depends on what, you know, what do you deem success, you know? I think personalities matter and people are interested in personalities. I think, you know, Megyn Kelly kind of, you know, I think the left said, well, she's on Fox News and therefore, you know, she's a Republican. But, you know, what I liked about her is she just gave hard interviews, you know, she just grilled people. And, you know, people on the left and the right both, you know, both did well and both didn't do well, you know, because she was just trying to get there. And you know, obviously she had her own opinions, and I'm not trying to downplay that. But, you know, I think if it was something like that, where it was just, you know, someone where you couldn't just immediately guess their politics, you know, I don't know if you'd be the number one in the ratings, but, you know, you'd probably be doing better than CNN is right now. But, you know, it's a crazy landscape out there. You know, people have more options than ever for politics. It doesn't just have to be TV, obviously. You know, radio's here, and podcasting, and YouTube, and Rumble, and you know, it's a whole new media environment out there.
I'm just wondering what the future for Tucker Carlson is. There are only so many conservative outlets that are out there. Does this mean he goes to Newsmax or does somebody create a network around him?
I think it's more likely that he does his own thing. You know, I'm not a cable news expert, but my impression is that Newsmax just doesn't have the reach, you know, for someone like Tucker, who's as big, you know, I would say the biggest name in the country. You know, that's how I would think of Tucker. And I just don't think, you know, I think that would be too much of a step down just in terms of being able to reach people. I think he'd be better off doing his own media company, you know, or trying to, you know, go to Rumble and sign a huge deal with them and have his show exclusively on Rumble. It's an alternative YouTube, basically, as a way to try and draw people to the platform.
It's going to be interesting, I will say that. Victor Jenks joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Of course, the big news last week, the Oakland A's completing a land purchase that should lead to the Oakland A's moving to Las Vegas. Part of it is $500 million in a public-private partnership. You like that idea?
No, I really don't like that, as you might guess. You know, I have a principled opposition to, you know, giving government money to a private business for something like this. You know, I think at least with the Allegiant Stadium, you could make the case that, you know, hey, we don't have the kind of mega event center, and there'll be some, you know, extra benefits in this one specific, you know, very unusual circumstance with Las Vegas being such a tourism mecca, you know, and I don't like it just because I don't like the principle. But if you just want to look at the numbers, I think you could say at this point it's done well. I just don't think you're going to get the same draw with baseball. Obviously, baseball is, you know, less popular than football, but there's more games. But even their own metrics, you know, show like 70% of the projected fans coming from Las Vegas. And, you know, when that happens, it's, you know, those people are spending money on baseball and they aren't spending money on shows or at restaurants close by. And it's a lot more, you're kind of redirecting where people spend it as compared to something like Allegiant and the, you know, all the concerts you can bring in where you're bringing in outside money. And so I think the case is a lot less strong, you know, if you're one of those people who think, oh, yeah, we should definitely have the government subsidize. I think the numbers are a lot harder to work out in this case.
Will the governor sign off on this? Should he?
I don't have any inside knowledge. I mean, I don't think he should. I think it's all but a done deal. I mean, I predicted last week that, I mean, the governor has been making very positive signs about it, you know, for a long time, really. And, you know, the Democrats are kind of, you know, slow walking it. And I think that's mostly just to make sure that the, you know, the A's buy off the unions. And they've done that. I think they signed an agreement with some labor, you know, some of the labor unions who would build the stadium. And so I think that's going to make it happen. And, you know, I know culinaries out there, they want card check for potential workers at the stadium. And so maybe that's a hiccup, but I think it's going to happen.
Victor Jenks joining us from the Las Vegas Review Journal, talking about what happened last week. This, of course, now week 12 of the Nevada legislature. And I'm just curious what you expect. We got another deadline coming up, I think, on Wednesday. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to be happening from here on out?
Well, I think we're going to kind of finally get down to the end and to the interesting parts of the most interesting parts of the session. The Economic Forum meets, I think it's next week, and they'll provide the final budget numbers. And then the governor has a hearing on his education bill on Wednesday. And so that's going to be a really interesting, you know, kind of a temperature check on where Democrats are. And I don't expect Democrats to be interested in this bill, to be clear. I think they'll be very aggressively opposed to it. And so we'll see if, you know, if there's been negotiating nations going on behind the scenes or if they just, you know, I think they'll be very hostile to it, and we'll see if Lombardo has the leverage to get school choice out of them.
We have talked at length with members of the legislature, and there seems to be at least an undercurrent that AB 330, which is the governor's school discipline bill, will be the only education bill that probably passes clean because it does have bipartisan support. Do you see it as being a bill that can pass and can be signed into law as is?
Yeah, I think so. And I do have to say, I have a deep concern with part of that bill. That bill says if there's a disproportionality in school discipline involving race or sex or, you know, student income or students in foster care, after a while, the state gets to take over discipline at both public schools and charter schools. And I think that is a poison pill that is just has potentially horrible long-term implications, because if you do discipline on the basis of individual actions and not group identity, you are going to have disparities. And so I think that's a deep problem. I wish Republicans would be more willing to stand up and point that out and not just say, well, it's the governor's bill, and so we kind of got to go along with it. But I do think school discipline, there will be some good changes there.
One of the things that I'll be doing later in the week, in fact, tomorrow I'll be traveling to our southern border down in McAllen, Texas, and we'll be part of a symposium in McAllen about Border Patrol, the problems along our southern border, all of that. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're kind of recapping the first 11 weeks of the Nevada legislature. We are, believe it or not, 42 days left in the session, and a lot of bills are still hanging fire right now. I want to go to just a